Roy C. That sure sounds just like it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It sounds like a... I give them away. Them's the only two I got left now. I make one once in a while. Somebody will want one. That boy over here in the station, Burke. I don't know whether you know him or not. Melvin. Melvin Burke.
I'm sure I've met him.
He's got one I was aware of a while ago. I don't remember how many turkeys he said he'd called up with it, but he's called up a lot of them. Yeah, that'll get them. Yeah, I fished quite a bit. I never did. Just perch fish, something like that. Set out some hooks to catch a catfish, stuff like that, you know. I never did go. I fly fish for 40 years. I finally got fly fishing about the time we got married. And I give my rig away. I'm just getting too old, I guess. It's hard fishing out here on these creeks. The rocks, they're slick, and you're just a sliding, and you know, and I'd rather do nearly anything I ever done is to try to wade that water. And I just give my rig away. I had a good rig. I give it away.
What kind of bait did you use when you were a boy? How did you fish when you were a boy?
Just dug some worms, you know, and fish, just, yeah.
You cut a pole or cut your own pole?
Yeah, where we live, right where we live, well, there wasn't any cane poles. We'd have to just cut us a pole out of some other kind of a tree, but we usually kept some cane poles, you know, unless I do now. I guess it's just got to be a habit with me, you know. I've got two or three bundles of cane poles fastened up around here in the barn.
Some other things. When you were a boy, did you have any homemade things you played with? For example, did you have a board across, say, a workhorse and go up and down?
Yeah, seesaw, we call it.
Seesaw?
Yeah.
How about a board that would be on a stake? You can go around.
Yeah, Flying Jenny.
Is that a Flying Jenny?
Yeah, Flying Jenny. Yeah, we'd build that, cut a bush off, or a pretty good size deal, cut it off up here, you know, and saw it down so it'd be level, and then we'd get us a pole. 10 or 12 feet long, and bore a hole in this pole, you know, down through there, and get a bolt and put it up on that deal and drive it down with a sled, you know, drive that bolt down and in into that stump, you know, and it'd be solid, and one get on each end of that, you know, you nail this cross piece on there to hold to, you know, and you get a straddle of that end of that thing and hold of that. And another one, get in there and push them, you know. And I mean, you could really tell. We call it the Flying Jenny.
Flying Jenny.
Yeah, Flying Jenny.
Would you have to grease that?
Yeah, it'd do better to get some, we call it wagon dope, you know, axle grease.
I see.
You take that axle grease, take a little of that, you know, and to grease the wagons with. And grease that. Get that pretty slick, you know, and that thing,
go around,
yeah, that thing would get up and move. It would, yeah. Oh yeah,